Brachos per Zayin Mishnah. Shtechabu shoy oichlus vayis echod. Two groups that were eating in one house. Bizman shemiktsos and roen elu es elu. And the time where some of them see the others. Hare elu mitstarf and leziman. So they can all be mitstarf, part of the ziman together. Vim lav. But if some from one group do not see any from the other group. Elu mizamnen la'atzman ve elu mizamnen la'atzman. So each group has to stay as their own group, and they make their own separate zimuns. So now, first of all, when we do say that they see each other, and when they see each other, they combine to one zimun. It sounds like pashtus, they don't have to leave where they are, but Taisus explains, you still have to hear one person, they all have to hear the one person that's doing the zimun. But it sounds, with pashtus, if they can hear also the person, but still that they can see, they probably would have to get together and do Zeman together. In other words, they physically have to leave where they are to get together. The Gemara says that a shamish that's serving them, even if they can't see each other, so the shamish combines them, even if they cannot see each other. And Tosis takes it a step further, and he says that once you say that the shamish is mitstarfim together, it would even apply with two houses when they can't see each other. And like we said before, again, they would still have to hear the person that's being mezamin. But if they couldn't hear lechar, they would still need to get together because the shamish is mitzdarfin. The Bahag says that even with two houses, if there's not a shamish, but they can see each other, they're also mitzdarf for the same reason. And the reason is that which the Mishnah says, two batim, two houses, it's lav dafka, two houses. It just wanted to teach us the other way, that if there's one house and people are in two different chaburas, but they can't see each other even in one house, they're not mitzdarf. Now the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, is medayik, that this which we say, that two chaburas are mitzdarf when they can see each other, it's dafka when they're chaburas. Why? What if it's just one person that sees, three guys making a zimun? Does he have to be mitzdarf with them? So the Graz Medayik that no, because the Mishnah says vim lav elu mizamnin la'atzman ve elu mizamnin la'atzman. If they can't see each other, so they all break up and keep their own zimuns. But this guy, if it's one guy, he doesn't have a zimun. It's mashon the Mishnah that it's only people that if they would not be able to see each other would be left to their own zimun. But if it's one person and he sees three people, he does not have to combine with them for the zimun. The Mishnah continues, Ein mevarchin al hayayin ad sheyitein l'soichim mayim. We do not make a bracha on wine until you dilute it with water. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. V'cham oimrim mevarchin. V'cham say, you make a bracha on the wine, bari priya gafen. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you make a bracha of bari priya eitz, because the wine in this state doesn't become its chashivus, and it's just like any other fruit, and you would make ha'etz, and the Chum say, no, you still make the bracha of Bari Priya Gafen. So the question is, what is this doing here? This is what the Taisus Anshei Shem asks. I think it's a lechem chamudus that he's bringing. Why is it, what is this doing here? So this should be in Birchas Hananin. So the answer that he gives, very nice answer, is that there's an inyan that's brought down in the Gemara that, a kos by zimun, you should have it chai. It should actually not, that when we have the bracha before benching, the Rabbi Sain of Arech, that should be done on undiluted wine. And then the thing is obviously in the bracha on afterwards, when we make a Bari Priya Gafen after the benching, that should be, the Bari Priya Gafen should be on a diluted wine. So here you have a machlekes. The Rabbanan held that a person, like the Rif brings down, a person should make the zimun, say Rabbi Sain of Arech, on wine that's undiluted, and then afterwards pour water in it, and before he makes the Bari Priya Gafen, and make the bracha on that then. And Rabbi Eliezer held that although in principle that's a great idea, problem is people are going to forget, and then they're going to make a Bari Priya Gafen on wine that's undiluted. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, if you make a Bari Priya Gafen on wine that's undiluted, it's a problem because it didn't lose its, it lost, it, I'm sorry, it didn't attain its chashivas. And he held that it's a Bari Priya. So he said, better not to do this whole thing, just start out with, make sure that you pour water in it and don't use this wine. Now, they, Chacham, not only disagree with that, they disagree that even if you did forget, b'di'evid, you can still make a Bari Priya Gafen on wine that's you know, undiluted. So therefore, the Chacham say you can do this, and that's what it's doing in this Mishnah. So you read it, Ein mevarchen al yayin ad sheiton lechem mayin. Rabbi Elazar says that you don't make a bracha on wine, even for the Rabbisai Nevarech, unless you pour water, because I'm afraid, Rabbi Elazar would hold, that you're not going to do it afterwards. Chamayim mevarchen, no, you can do it, because even if you forget for some reason, we still hold the chum that you can make a bracha on undiluted wine.